Coming up on episode number 420, it's a Super Bowl of hot steaming cover requests served up right here for you. Songs that you've emailed me or called me and told me you wanted to hear. Let's go ahead and get right to them and some trivia too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is February 3rd, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. And welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where, you know, two or three times a week I like to put together a group of cover songs for you. Think of it as my own little mixtape for you, because I've got, you know, a little bit of a crush on you. Well, once a week I like to ask you to return the favor. You tell me the songs you want to hear, and it's almost like you're making that little super sweet mixtape for me. We call it the All Request Show, and it is coming up right now. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and as I record this, the New York Giants have just scored, and it's now 10-3 against the New England Patriots. Wait, 10-3 or 10-7? I'm sorry, 10-7 against New England Patriots. And we'll see, as the show goes on, how things turn out. And maybe I probably should have said spoiler alert if you haven't watched the game yet. Oh, well, you'll probably hear about it. It is the Super Bowl, after all. We're going to start things off today with a woman who is getting some notoriety, some popularity right now because of a TV commercial. She does the music for the current Apple advertisements for the new MacBook Air, that super thin new MacBook that fits in a manila envelope and blah, 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 blah. Well, her song, you hear it in the back of the MacBook ad, is getting some popularity. It's kind of like Feist did with 1, 2, 3, 4 when it was featured in the iPod ad. She also does another cover that was requested by a ton of people, including Mark from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and David S. It's a cover of Britney Spears' Toxic. And I love all the different versions of Toxic out there. I think it's testament to the writing of a good pop song if it can be covered by a bunch of different artists, and especially when it's made to sound just as good or possibly better than the original. Let's go ahead and jump right into it with Toxic, performed by Yale Naim. I believe that's how it's pronounced, Yaelnaim. Here's Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, I'm slipping under. Taste of your poison, paradise. I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic? It's getting late to give you up. I took a sip from my devil's cup. Slowly, it's taking over me. Too high, can't come down. It's in the air and it's all.
Flicking a cigarette. Taxi cab. Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about songs that you like more than the originals, when you like the cover more than the original. James from Calgary in Canada suggested this song, and actually he'd heard this version before he heard the original version. And he, I believe, said that he liked this one better. Yeah, he got me in touch with, well, actually, he prompted me to get in touch with the Dino Martinis. I did, got permission to air the track. Happy to play that. Just a great, great track, great cover. And I think I might even like this version better than the original by Alanis Morissette. This comes from the Dino Martinis album Steak and Comedian Night. Love the female vocals on this track. And like I mentioned, it's a cover of One Hand in My Pocket. Before that, well, you know, it's just a little after Groundhog Day, and I did that big Britney Spears thing a few years ago for Groundhog Day, so why not trot out a little bit more Britney Spears covers right here with Yal Naim, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, and her cover of Toxic that was requested by Mark and David. And once again, she is the performer who's doing the background music for the new MacBook Air ads. All right, let me tell you about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. It is Audible.com. Glad to welcome them back for another month of sponsorship. They have a great, huge selection of audiobooks that you can download from their website, Audible.com. A huge selection, and if you're able to listen to Coverville, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, then you're already familiar with new media and getting new media into a format that you can hear, whether it's on an iPod, whether you're listening on your computer or a Zune or burning it to CD and listening in your car, who knows where. And one of my recommendations is a podcast that I was a big fan of that had a huge, huge following when it first came out. It was the Ricky Gervais Show. It was a Ricky Gervais podcast, which was hugely popular. I think the first season was one of the most downloaded podcasts ever. Well, his third season was available only as a paid download from Audible. And one thing you can use a free credit from Coverville on, and I'll tell you how to get that free credit, is the entire third season of the Ricky Gervais podcast. Now, how do you get that free credit, free download? Well, you sign up for Audible using the link on coverville.com, either in the show notes or at the very top of the page, you'll see a big brightly colored banner for Audible. That'll take you right to their website where you can sign up, get a free download, try out Audible, see what you think. And if you like it, then you'll get into a monthly payment program where you're paying and you're getting a new book, a new credit every month. If you don't like it, then within the first 14 days, just cancel and you don't pay a penny and you get to keep whatever book you download. But it's worth it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Audible.com. Use the link on Coverville to join up. And please do, because it does help support Coverville if you have some interest in checking out Audible.com. Here's a great way to do it. Let's go ahead and continue here with a cover in honor of Mardi Gras, which starts this week, Tuesday. This coming Tuesday is going to be Fat Tuesday. Dave recommended, Dave from Downing, oh, I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry, this was Jay. Jay recommended that I play Eric Clapton, Derek and the Dominoes cover of Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad by Buckwheat Zydeco from their 1988 album Taking It Home. Here's Buckwheat Zydeco.
last night your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. I could not bend the image racing in my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your hips for me to kiss, came the dawn.
Going out to Dave in Downington, Pennsylvania, that is I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night by Steve Baters from his 1979 album, Disconnected. Steve Baters was the lead singer for both the Dead Boys and Lords of the New Church, a couple of great 80s kind of post-punk bands. Excellent stuff, excellent cover there. Original was by the Electric Prunes, and that came out in 1967. Very, very cool stuff. Before that, Why Does Love Got to Be So Sad? Originally by Derek and the Dominoes from that great Layla and Other Stories album. Excellently covered there by Buckwheat Zydeco from their 1988 album, Taking It Home. Have a lot of great memories of Buckwheat Zydeco. Every year, right around my birthday, right at the beginning of August, they would come to Arvada, to the Arvada Center, to perform. A nice night concert performance there. And my folks would go. I wouldn't go. And they'd leave the house open pretty much for me to just have a party for my birthday. So lots of great Buckwheat Zydeco memories for me. Let's go ahead and continue with another track here. This is kind of a follow-up to a track I played a couple weeks ago. And I played a track by the bass player for Biff Naked's band. I mistakenly called Biff Naked a band and not a solo artist. And not only was I corrected by several people, Todd from Stratford-upon-Avon, Mike, and then Ken and Israel, but Ken actually let me know that Biff Naked, the solo performer, whose real name I have written down here, sorry, I should have this in front of me, is Beth, where is it? There it is, Beth Torbert. And just recently, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's scheduled for a lumpectomy and chemotherapy. And so we're going to play this song as kind of a wishing her well, wishing her a speedy recovery, also congratulating her on her recent marriage to Vancouver Sun sports writer Ian Walker. And it's a request that Ken and I think a couple other people may have even let me know about. It's a cover of Twisted Sister's We're Not Gonna Take It. You'll find it on the soundtrack to a very forgettable movie called Ready to Rumble. Here's Biff Naked with We're Not Gonna Take It. It gets loud, don't worry.
Hey there, this is Pete from Calgary, Alberta. I'd just like to make a request for Bowling for Soup's cover of The Bare Necessities. Thank you, have a great day.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that brings the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, well then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, next time beware. Don't pick a prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of a big paw paw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. Oh man, this is really little. Just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Cause let me tell you something, little britches. You act like that BX. You're working way too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that bring the
Yes, indeed. Going out to Pete from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That's two from Canada, two from Calgary, as a matter of fact, today, who called that in. I love the call-in requests, by the way. Wink, wink. Pete wanted to hear Bowling for Soup, Bare Necessities. That is from the Disney Mania album, Volume 3, which came out a couple years ago, 2005, a cover, of course, from the movie Jungle Book. The original was from the movie Jungle Book, The Bare Necessities. Before that, Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It, performed by Biff Naked, who's a musician, a TV star. I think she's got a reality series, and hopefully recovering speedily from her breast cancer surgery. You find that song, that cover of We're Not Going to Take It, on the soundtrack to the movie Ready to Rumble, which came out in 2000. Well, New England just brought it up to 14-10, didn't they? And there's like a minute, well, not just brought it up, but a little while ago brought it up 14-10. There's a minute and 30 seconds left in the game. History, we could be watching history being made right here.
Yeah.
But we're doing a podcast.
Yep.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I'm fine with that. This is
the game didn't really grab me for some reason.
No, this is the first year I really haven't been that excited to watch the Super Bowl. I don't know why, because, you know, this is a this could be a record right here with the Patriots being the first undefeated, completely undefeated team in history.
I don't think that's true. I think there was another team that
the Dolphins had an undefeated regular season. But they didn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
That's about all. That's the extent of my football trivia knowledge.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I might not even have that one right. But something that Tina and I both are just fantastic about is musically challenged and the music trivia knowledge that we both possess. So as always, Tina's joining me for a double shot of musically challenged trivia. Both of our contributors tonight are regulars for the Mostly Trivial segment. I'm sorry, not Mostly Trivial. Our musically challenged segment, I should say. Christoph and Thomas.
Great.
Thomas DJ and Christoph Drosser. Let's go ahead and we're going to start things off with Christoph's vertically challenged. I wonder what this is all about.
Hi, Brian. And hi, Tina.
Hi, Christoph.
Hello.
This is Christoph from Hamburg. Brian, you said you needed more musically challenged, so here's something that I call vertically challenged. As you can hear, we're in a kind of a mall or supermarket. It's an Italian one because I didn't find another sound clip for the background. And you're going to listen to some pieces that I did on my Mac quite a while ago. Originally, they were hard rock or punk songs, but they're a bit in the style of what you hear in elevators and shopping malls. So, of course, you have to find the original artists and the original songs. Let's go for a ride.
Okay, so you get that, right? We're going to hear Muzak versions of hard rock and punk songs?
Uh-huh.
Elevator music style?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one.
Dee dee. Dee dee dee.
Hmm. Who is it? What is it?
It's the Sex Pistols. Anarchy in the UK.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Ooh, okay. That sounded bad. Did you hear
it
that?
I did.
Okay. Wasn't just me?
Nope.
All right, then.
It was you.
You should know this from
Rock Band. I know. Is that it? Who is it? I don't know.
Wash Away My Tears. It's Wash Away the Rain.
Oh,
it's Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
Soundgarden.
Oh, I knew it.
And you were getting on Tristan today about
lyrics?
Getting the lyrics to Madonna's Ray of Light, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was singing, and I feel like I just got cold, and I feel.
Yep.
Love that.
So
it was very familiar.
So familiar.
I'm sorry, I gotta hear that one again. Jeez, I can't place that one.
I can't either.
Oh man, that's. I'm gonna kick myself when I hear that one. I'm sure. Okay. Another one from Rock Band.
I don't know. It's very familiar as well.
That's Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Oh, yeah, I should know that one.
Oh, we got another one.
Okay,
oh,
so here
man,
come.
I don't know that last one either. Okay.
The solution. Number one was Anarchy in the UK, the famous punk hymn by the Sex Pistols.
I am an anti-Christ. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know.
Very
number
good.
Two, you must have recognized Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Black Hole Sun. Won't you come wash away the rain, black hole sun.
Well, so different hearing that sung by Chris Cornell, when we're so used to hearing it sung by either you or me or the next door neighbors or
so much better.
So much better, yes.
Number three, Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away.
Oh,
oh yeah.
I want to get away.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
And it's back to the 70s, one of my first singles that I bought, Paranoid by Black Sabbath. And the last one was from the early 70s again, Easy Living by Uriah Heep. So, how did you
That's
do?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I have no idea how hard it was because I did the music myself, but let me guess, you did 4 out of 5.
Mm. Wow.
You're anyway, too generous.
I hope you liked it, my vertically challenged elevator music. So, thanks for doing it. Cheers from Christoph from Hamburg, and have a nice 2008.
Thank you, Christoph.
That was fun.
That was fun. His production, I swear, he has some of the best production of any of the contributors. It's a hard bar to cross, and the New York Giants have just scored, so it's 16-14, and there's 35 seconds left in the game. Wow!
Wow!
There you
They're
go.
Upsetting it. Okay.
All right. We have one more musically challenged. This one comes from Thomas DJ from Better in the Dark. It's a new style, which is funny because Anna last week did the song ladder format, which he usually does. So he's got something new himself.
Great.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina. This is Thomas DJ with another trivia quiz that's Better in the Dark. Okay. We've got a new quiz for our new year. I call this game Concert Hall of Babel. Now, we all love that inept translation program called Babelfish, right? So in this game, I've taken song lyrics, translated them into a foreign language using Babelfish, then retranslated them back into English. Your job is to look through that mangled mess I got back and identify the original songs.
Cool.
Now, as with my song ladders, all these lyrics have a special connection. In this case, the connection lies with the original singers of said songs. These are kind of tough, so if you get all these right, drinks at Trader Vic's are on me. So if you're ready, let's begin with a lyric translated from New Jerseyan into Korean and then back. One. The Mall Lee, the dress, she with radio playing bravery the time when it does waves in that piece of the entrance. This Georgia peach of a lyric.
I got it. Okay. It's,
I have no clue.
It's Maria's dress waves standing in the doorway. It's Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Eric was translated to Dutch and then back. Two. Has koi in a frozen pond, such as goldfish in a bowl, I don't you shout the need to hear. This slice of...
Fish, goldfish swimming in a bowl. Oh, man, that sounds really familiar. I don't know it.
I don't either.
California Sunshine was translated into Russian and then back. Three. God sends his ships to America. Beautiful they land for 6 hours, and there we dutiful. And finally...
God sends his ships to America. Holy cow, I'm stumped on this one too.
Yeah.
Mm. This one went from English to Japanese and then back. Four. We come, or someone at five, she can say the airplane fall, chain of light, of her eye, o'clock, obtained the stand, bleaching blonde, in the bubble first. I'm sure you and Tina are thoroughly confused. Lord knows I am. But lest you...
I got nothing for that one either.
I know.
Okay.
Accidentally martyr yourself, let me give you a moment to discuss your answers now.
Okay, felt really good after that first one, but...
The rest totally lost me. Actually, yeah. They all did.
Yep. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Okay, got it? If you haven't guessed by my hints, the mangled lyrics are from musicians who, at one time or another, backed up a singer-songwriter whose picture hangs over my computer for inspiration, the late, great Warren Zevon.
Oh, because of the Trader Vicks. I did pick up on the Trader Vicks, and so I was expecting a Warren Zevon connection, but I couldn't pull it
connect
out.
Connect it, yeah.
Yeah.
Rick, Mary's dress waves like a vision. She dances across the porch as the radio plays. Is from Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road. Springsteen provided harmonies for Jeannie Needs a Shooter on Zevon's album Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. The lyric, like a koi in a frozen pond, like a goldfish in a bowl, I don't want to hear you cry, is from R.E.M.'s Imitation of Life. Zevon contributed vocals to Mike Mills and Peter Buck's side project, The Hindu Love Gods, back in the 80s. The lyrics, God sends his spaceships to America, the beautiful. They land at 6 o'clock, and there we are, the dutiful, are from Jackson Browne's Lawyers in Love. Now, as you know, Brown was a frequent collaborator with Zevon, providing backing vocals on several songs throughout several albums. And finally, the lyric, we got the bubble-headed bleach blonde who comes on at 5.
Oh, well, there you go. That's kick 'em when they're up, kick 'em when they're down. What is that? That's
kick 'em when they're down.
Everybody, Dirty Laundry, Don Henley.
Yeah.
She can tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye. It's from Don Henley's Dirty Laundry. Henley, along with Springsteen and Brown, backed Warren up on the last track of his last album, The Wind. So how did you do? Regardless, meet me at Lee Ho Fox and the beef chow mein is on me. Tell me how you like this new quiz format, and remember to join Derek Ferguson and I for bi-weekly fun with the movies at the Better in the Dark podcast page at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. Until then, go see that movie.
Thank you, Thomas. Great. I really like the concept, and I think maybe if there were longer lyrics, you know, if it was a longer verse, and maybe we had another hint as to who the original artist was. I don't know.
I
like it, and I, you know, obviously I was able to get one of them, so I don't think it was I don't think it was impossible, but very cool.
Yeah, you're better with lyrics than I am.
I know. I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
I love lyrics. All right. Well, thank you, Tina, for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you, the listener, for joining me for episode number 420 of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me and make a request of your own, remember, I love those audio requests. You can call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also post a message in the show notes or in the forums, and you'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with the Chinese New Year edition of Coverville, celebrating all the animals that are used for the Chinese New Year. And I still haven't figured out who I'm doing a cover story for on Thursday, but I'm sure it'll just be great. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY.com, Cashfly. Also, special thanks to Audible.com for their contributions and support of Coverville. And looks like the Giants just won it. 17-14. Oh no, 1 second left. Ooh, this could be exciting. What will happen?